BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Real or No Real with one-armed DJ Sarah Cox. Also, Chris thinks that Radio 1 DJ's face mask should be the official merchandise of Radio 1's big weekend. He's thinking of getting a trestle table and selling them. Also, during the show, there was a really big interest in masks of Claire off Radio 1 reception, even though no one's ever seen her before, ever. And jeans, how long should you leave them on for? Oh, and eating bananas in public. All discussed on this podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, can I ask everyone a question in here, please?
Go on, then.
I was having this conversation with one of my friends last night, and we differed on it so much. And it's something that I have talked about on this show a while ago now. What is the acceptable amount of days to wear the same pair of jeans?
Oh, listen, and I'm going to be perfectly honest here, weeks. I do not understand. Do you remember there was a song out ages and ages and ages ago?
By The View.
By The View. Right, and it was called Same Jeans, and it was like, I've had the same jeans on for
four days.
I'm like, come on.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that.
When that song came out, I was like, is that it?
Is that a problem?
I know. But it's like, it was like that was a really bad thing to do, to have them on for 4 days.
No, you can have them on, seriously,
no,
I'm saying,
okay, no,
keep
I'm
them
not
on.
Saying, how many weeks would you do in one go, in one sitting?
I just did a Brian Badonna impression there. I'd say 2 months.
No way!
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if...
That is Ming.
That's not Ming.
2 months.
Okay, maybe that's pushing it. But I wouldn't count the days. I wouldn't worry.
Well, this is probably... The conversation was with my ex-flatmate. And this is probably why there was always so much washing to do. She's taken him. My job in the house was the washing.
Right.
Okay? And I was like, why have they got so much washing? Are they having, like, outfit changes every day? It's like a Rihanna gig. Like, since they've gone, the washing is minimal.
Right.
And that's why. Because he's changing his jeans every 2 days.
Well, that is unreasonable. That's ridiculous.
I'm saying I could bosh them for a week. I can live in them for a week, no problem.
I mean, these jeans I'm wearing now, I've had on for at least a week, and two people have been spitting over them.
And you're still wearing them?
And I'm still wearing them.
But you don't want to... have it to get to that point where to get them in the washing machine, you have to crack them with a hockey stick first.
No,
before you can get them to crumple up.
I've never had that.
The freezer.
Eh?
The freezer's where you need to keep your jeans.
Why?
Keeps them fresh, they don't fade. Don't wash them, just put them in the freezer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But how does that work? Then they're just going to be...
frozen. I mean, they'll be cold when you put them on, but they soon warm up.
So what are you saying? Then defrost your jeans and then put them on?
Yeah. That's a bit long,
isn't
it?
No, that's really weird.
Also, actual science people have been on, a science teacher saying that you will not be in any danger from your jeans for up to 9 months.
There you go. Oh, God, I like the idea there's a danger zone.
It says, so do I, it says you can wear them for 9 months without infection. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Smelling fresh. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you, please?
I am in Manchester.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I have about 4 pairs of jeans that I wear on like a cycle. So sometimes they don't go for a wash for like 6 months, which is a little bit ming. But
6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
Right, you're almost in the danger zone.
Well, apparently, yeah. If
you're 3 months?
Close to 9 months.
So are you, the ones you've got on now, have you been wearing for 6 months?
They haven't had a wash for about 6 months.
Okay,
I have
right.
them every day.
Yeah.
But that's the point. She has them on rotation, Scott.
Right, okay. Well, you're 3 months away from possible infection, so get them washed. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So if you missed listening to the show yesterday, you'll know that Chris here wanted to do some last-minute merchandise for Radio 1's big weekend. We don't really have any. I think we've got a couple of T-shirts and that's about it. And the people at the Radio 1 Academy in Derry have designed some T-shirts.
Exactly.
And they're going to be on sale this weekend in Derry, Londonderry. It's kind of a late money-making opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Really late.
I think it's because I saw that countdown clock going. It suddenly made me think, well, what do I need to get done? Then suddenly I thought, well, I remember last year sort of flirting with the idea of sorting some merchandise.
Yeah. Didn't really get any further with it.
No, I didn't. And I'm sort of, I really want to do it this year. I really want to see what will work as a business. This could be the one that gets me millions.
So where are we at now with the merch?
Well, we discussed a few yesterday, like the Big Weekend Nudie pens.
Yeah.
The problem is just getting them made before the weekend's going to be a nightmare.
It's not going to happen. And also, you're going to have to take them to Northern Ireland with you.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, you've only got a certain amount of baggage on the plane.
Yeah, and it can't just be Nudie pens.
No. Imagine that, security. it's for Radio 1, it's for Nudie pens.
Yeah, but is there a limit to how many pens you can
Well, I think you can put them, I mean, you probably put them in your hand luggage.
Duty free, Nudie pens.
Yeah, anyway, bin that off.
Anyway, look, innuendo bingo water, which I thought was a brilliant idea.
I really like it.
Various health and safety problems. Since we talked about it on the radio, that's been shot down.
Has
completely.
It? What, by upstairs?
Yeah. So I was thinking, well, that's great, because all I need to do is take some bottles, remove the wrapper on them, and then just start, you know, collecting the bingo water.
Get your innuendo in bingo water over here.
But I've been threatened, well, not threatened as such, but I've been told that's not happening.
Okay. What, because of all the saliva?
I've been told that I shouldn't even be talking about it.
Okay.
That's so off. The only real viable option, which I've got, is a great idea, and it's the masks of DJs from Radio 1 and personalities like yourself. Because I think this could be a goer, but I've had various problems with that.
Okay.
Today. Right.
So, but that's looking still like the most...
I'd say this is what you'd call heavy pencil.
It's a heavy pencil. Okay, right. Sarah's been on saying the DJ mask for Radio 1 Big Weekend is a great idea. You should definitely do it. They will be really popular. Everyone loves a celebrity mask.
Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking loads of people in the crowd, camera pans around to the crowd, and there's all Radio 1 DJs, big personalities. And they'll be really saleable because people can wear your face.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really cool thing. You're not keen on this
at all,
are
you? I'm not keen at all, no.
You've said no to me, and but I'm really... like trying to convince Radio 1 DJs to let me use their face for these things.
Well, you asked Sarah, didn't you?
I asked Sarah this morning.
Sarah
yeah.
popped in after her show.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Can I borrow your face?
What?
Oh, no.
I've heard this.
Yeah, I need to... I'm making merchandise for the big weekend.
Yeah.
The only thing I can do in time is masks.
Okay.
I think you've got to go, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not... My instincts are screaming no.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
I was about to say, can I not twist your arm? That's probably not.
No, you can't.
Okay.
So that's a no as well.
But the problem here is you're putting people off because you are obviously having words with them. She wouldn't have said no unless you'd said something.
That's because she heard it yesterday.
But I asked a few people.
Well, she texted me about it last night. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
So none of you are going to do it. Because this is the impression I'm getting. I asked Grimmy this morning.
Grimmy, you got a minute? Yeah, what's up? I need to make some masks for Derry for some merchandise.
Okay.
I need your face. Scott has said no
yeah.
so far.
No, I don't,
Charlie Sauce and maybe.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, not really. I don't want loads of faces of me, do I?
Yeah, you do, because it would be good publicity.
No.
No?
Ah, there goes another one. I know. All the big ones. I asked Trevor Nelson. Seriously?
Well, I know what that answer's going to be to that already.
Trevor, you got a set?
Yeah, what's up?
Very quickly, I'm making masks for the big weekend. I'm doing this, like, merchandise scheme. I've only got
good.
A couple of days.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your face?
Eh?
I just need a picture of your face. Like, we can do it on my phone very quickly.
To make masks out of?
I need to make masks, and the whole crowd can wear masks. My plan is give them out for free, then everyone will see that everyone else has got them.
Good luck with that, man. I don't
It's a no.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a no, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Fair. He's very protective of his
no
brand.
No one's doing it.
Trevor Nelson brand.
Had a voicemail from Charlie Sloth last night. You know, after he said yes originally, I don't know if you've had a word with him. Agent's been in touch saying, no, that's not happening.
Oh, dear, it's escalated, hasn't
it? I didn't realise there'd be so many kind of image rights with it.
Has anyone said yes yet?
Yeah, well, I got one nibble, so to speak. Claire off reception. But you've got to start somewhere.
But, like, if... No one knows who that is.
Well,
no offence, Claire. I mean, ever since, you're very important in this building.
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to mess with Claire.
No.
But, like, if the crowd were going to wear her face...
I know, but...
It's like, who is this?
I'm hoping it's a sort of domino effect. Get one, get the others.
Let me hear that.
Claire?
Yes, Chris?
Can I ask a favour? Can I borrow your face?
You can.
Because I need explaining. I just need to make... I'm going to make a mask for Big Weekend merchandise. Everyone said no so far.
Oh, go on. I'm going for a laugh. That's fine.
Yes?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, darling.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
And this is the situation then. So at the moment, the only people I've got rights for the masks is me, because I'm obviously willing to do it.
I'm not a celebrity.
And
it's laminated and everything.
Yeah, there you go.
Shiny, shiny.
Look.
That's nice.
And Claire from reception.
Oh, my God, this is actually happening.
So,
look, I mean, I'm going to put it, see if it works. I put it to my face now.
Go on, then.
Hello, darling.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. I think it's great.
Hello, darling.
So, the only people that we've managed to get rights for is me and Claire.
I'm not being funny. Like, no one's going to wear the Claire off reception mask.
Right.
Apart from you, maybe.
Okay.
I'll give it a go, actually, as well.
And I'm not sure loads of people will wear my face, but we're willing to give this a go. So, on the Radio 1 homepage right now,
Seriously?
There is a link to where you can download the mask. And
Of who?
Of me. And I urge you to show my sort of business some support. Get that mask. And whether you're at the big weekend or not, if you're watching at home, you know, if you're watching some of the coverage that's on TV or listening to your radio at home, if you're having a big weekend barbecue or anything like that, show some support, wear the mask.
It's like a cut out and keep.
Yes, it is.
It's
That's
really
exactly
good.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio 1 homepage right now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Simon's been on saying, I will happily wear a Claire from reception mask. I'll also wear a skirt, blouse and workplace appropriate shoes. Hashtag Team Claire.
Yes.
I don't think that's a goer, really. I don't think enough people will know who she is.
I'm also concerned, I'm a little bit concerned about the image rights with Claire because she seemed a little busy when I asked her. Do you know what I mean? She was running around.
So you haven't got her permission?
Well, no, I mean, we have, you know, you could hear that she was up for it.
Louise says, oh my God, the mask of you on the Radio 1 homepage is actually terrifying.
I agree.
It actually is. It's just when the eyes are cut out, it just makes it look really sinister.
Yeah, soulless.
Is this mask to scale, can I ask? Because if it is, you have the smallest face ever.
What do you mean?
Well, someone's just tried to download it by clicking on the link on the Radio 1 website.
I think a few people are getting a little bit confused here. What you need to do is go on the Radio 1 homepage and then click on the massive picture that's on the right-hand side that says Chris Stark's Big Idea. And then at the bottom of that, you don't want to click on the little picture that's there. You want to click on the link at the bottom. It says click on this link to get your
very own
Chris
Stark Big Weekend face mask.
That's the one.
Right, that's the one you need to click on. Otherwise, it's really small.
Yeah.
Like the size of a small ant.
Yeah, no, that's wrong.
And therefore, it will not fit over your face.
No.
Got a new one. Brilliant. Going to wear it, says Jay in Anglesey. He's not going to Big Weekend, but he's going to watch it all on BBC Three and just wear it.
But I like this idea. Yeah. And people should send photos in of themselves enjoying the Big Weekend at their home.
With that picture.
With the mask.
Please send me a Claire from reception. I'd like a mask, says Lewis in Bristol. We can't do that, Lewis. No one knows who it is. Also, Natalie is wearing it already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going very well, I think. Tim's been on saying he wants a Claire from reception mask so he can wear it at work. What is going on?
This is epic, isn't it?
Also, Kaylee's been on. I need a Claire off reception mask immediately. Hashtag Team Claire. Hello? Who's on the phone?
Hello.
Is that Becca?
Yeah.
Becca, what's occurring?
Well, I would love to buy a Team Claire mask. Hashtag Team Claire.
You don't know who she is. She just works in our reception.
I don't care.
Hashtag Team Claire.
You see, this is what's great. Are you doubting your original views on this, Scott? You sure you don't want to get involved?
Maybe I do.
Because seriously, it's all kicking off. Everyone wants a Team Claire mask.
Why,
yeah,
though?
I think you should do it.
Do you think they could be like the next onesie?
Yeah.
Okay, darling.
Thank you. Okay, darling.
I'm getting so many messages of people with photos of them wearing either my mask or tweets desperately wanting the Claire.
The Claire off reception. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Okay, darling.
Okay, darling. Can we do that then? Right, the web team are saying that we can do it. So if,
really?
Yes, they are. So there'll be a link up soon on the Radio 1 website if you want a Claire of Radio 1 reception mask. This is happening. The one-armed DJ.
You can't
That's
call
really
me that.
Rude,
Sarah Cox. No, I'm just really impressed with how you're managing to do this with one hand.
I know. Weirdly, I sound slicker. With just the one arm. I might keep the left one strapped up in future.
How long's that thing on your arm for?
A few weeks, then? Can't drive, can't do anything, can't peel a potato, can't help a small child, can't do anything, can't put my hair in a ponytail, I can't tie my shoelaces, can't clap.
Yeah.
That's my clap.
You're doing quite a good job.
Was that all right?
That was all right.
Amazing how you adapted, though.
But I can DJ. I know. Randomly, luckily.
Yeah. Woo!
I could still earn a crust.
Exactly. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real with Sarah Cox. But which one of these is real or not?
White-faced capuchin monkeys say hello by sticking their fingers up each other's noses.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to say then for a second.
Yeah, same.
Phew.
Woo!
Hello.
Ooh, now then.
The white-faced capuchin monkey.
Well, why not? Is my first thought. Like,
the monkeys do worse things, don't they?
Yeah, and also they leave everything out and shut. I mean, generally they're quite a rude animal, aren't they?
Yes,
yeah.
They are. I've had experience.
They're
of
quite
this.
Punk, aren't they, monkeys?
Yeah, they just don't care. Like foxes, they don't care.
But do you know why? I don't think this is shocking.
Hang on a minute. What do you mean? What
foxes?
Just like foxes.
I've got a really bad attitude.
Same with swans.
No, swans are different. Swans just angry.
You'll get angry at swans. Queen will be after you.
Yeah, swans just need a bit of anger management. Foxes. I've got proper attitude. They're just there with their hood up, like, yeah, what? You going to come near me? It's fine.
We whatever. Found a scarf at the bottom of the garden yesterday that a fox had nicked off. It did belong to the snowman. Snowman melted. Fox made off with a scarf and chewed it up at back at garden.
So I told you they don't care.
Yeah, attitude.
Yeah.
So the white
and a monkey
monkeys...
nicked my Snickers once.
Okay.
There's the second autobiography.
That sounds like a magazine headline there, doesn't it?
I was in Thailand.
The reason why I don't think this is shocking is when I think... I think to myself, when we greet each other, generally we shake hands.
Yeah, now, or high five.
Now, why is that not a weird thing?
Well, yes, exactly, because in some countries they touch noses to say hello.
Do you think in a monkey land now they're doing their own real or witness to go, yeah. To say hello, humans hold each other's hands and waggle them about. And
real or
like,
no real?
Oh, weirdos. Real or...
Yeah.
So what are we saying?
We're saying it's real.
I'm saying it's real, yeah.
That one is real.
Oh, off to a flying start. And next.
The smallest number of words ever spoken by a sofa guest on The One Show is 14.
Was it Bruce Willis? Did you see that one? That was awkward.
Really awkward.
That was great.
The thing is, though, about The One Show, something I've noticed, the guests don't really say much, do they?
No. Like, you basically get invited into the studio to watch the show. You could just watch it at home on your couch.
Yeah. Like, Alex and Matt generally just talk at you. It's not really an interview, is it?
No.
They just
no.
go, what do you think about that? Yes, I agree. Good. And then they just carry on talking.
If you add into that jet lag, you know what I mean? And then suddenly you're being asked to, like, you know, about a tradition with conkers.
Yeah.
In, like,
or to discuss badgers.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of thing.
So quite a 14. Small number of words. Yeah, 14.
Gosh, I mean, but that is pushing it.
Mm. I'm trying to wonder who that person would be.
Probably Bruce Willis, if you saw it.
Might be, yeah.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. I think it's just above that.
That one is no real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, doing well, Sarah Cox. Yes. Next.
Actress June Brown, a.k.a. EastEnders.Cotton, once did a nude photo shoot with only a ball of yarn to hide her modesty.
There you go, it's another one.
These are always on.
A ball of yarn.
Yeah, this would be, wouldn't it?
Right, this is because we say that at some point... most celebrities have done a nude photo shoot or been offered one.
Yes.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a ball of yarn. That doesn't fit in with her character.
It'd be a washing machine.
No, it'd be a 20 packet of fags.
20
yeah.
of them really long fags that sag in the middle because they're so long.
a glass of sherry.
For the, what,
king
and then
size?
Two clippers?
Oh!
What did you say? A washing machine?
Yeah, because she works in the...
Oh, yeah, she could have folded herself up and just been inside the drum. Peeping out.
Did you know I think I'm distantly related to her?
Oh, where's this come from?
Really?
We've said
you
this
know
on
what?
Airport.
I'm not that surprised. Well, I think the way you move your hands.
Yeah, same.
And the fags. And the headscarf.
Yeah.
And the mat.
And the slightly chesty cough. So. I don't know whether that's true. I'm sure
yarn.
I had this conversation.
The yarn,
once.
I think, is pushing it. So I say that's no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I want to see that picture.
Hello, Dot Cotton. Oh, it's because she was in Calendar Girls, the stage production.
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the picture now. Oh, my word.
Oh, she's done it like American Beauty, but with loads of balls of
can
wool.
Can I see that, please? Or shall I divert my
eyes? Thought it was like one big fusty, musty ball of wool with like bits of cat hair stuck to it. I thought,
wow.
How's she going to hide behind that?
Actually, that is quite classy.
Challenging feelings there, Scott, for you.
Especially if I'm related. And next.
Once Marcus from Mumford & Sons has finished writing a song, he stains the paper it's written on with coffee to make it look old and rustic.
shut up. Is that like at school where you do a treasure map and paint it with milk and then put it in the oven? What are you doing in oven?
I used to be a bit of a suck up at school. I would do this with history homework. I don't know why. I look back on it. I don't know why I did this.
Would you also do it in ye olde writing with a quill?
Ye olde. Well, I'd pretend I'd do like faux ye olde writing.
Would you?
So if I was doing a J like that, I would then just draw a line on each end like that.
Oh, that looks nice. So it looks like the first letter of a story. Oh, I'm a storyteller.
Yes, exactly.
Where the first letter's all patterned.
Yeah.
Were you a proper swot at school?
I was, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
What happened at university?
Yeah, what went wrong?
Uni was. What do you mean, what went wrong?
It did go wrong.
I've got a deceiving amount of intelligence.
Deceiving amount.
I know, you wouldn't think of that to look at you, would you?
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
But, okay. So, real or no real, Marcus Mumford coffee staining his songs to make them look old.
Real.
I don't think he drinks coffee, not with that kind of music. I think he's more of a sort of malt ale drinker.
Do you think?
Yeah. You think that's real?
I think it's real.
I think it's no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you did well today, Sarah Cox. At the end of that,
I scored 20, Sarah scored 30.
Woo! Yes. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Come back next week.
Will do, I'd love to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Even though you've never seen her before in your life, a lot of our listeners do seem to want Claire off Radio 1 reception masks.
Okay, darling.
So that's happening now on the Radio 1 website. You can download your own one. What is going on?
There's a massive demand for these masks. And you and all your other colleagues should be ashamed that you don't want to get involved. Are you not even the slightest bit interested?
Maybe I am now.
Do you see what I mean?
But can I do one where I look really miserable? Because they're all... masks, right? Like the most popular ones, I think, are Simon Cowell, Anton Deck, David Hasselhoff. They're all, like, smiley. I just want to be look really, like, ugh.
It's going to be great, because then...
I just want to see the camera, like, a big swooping camera angle on BBC Three on Saturday night. And there's someone watching the vaccines with a Claire off reception mask on.
Yeah, are you going to get involved then?
Yeah, I want to.
Yes!
Yes. But take a picture of me looking really fed up though. Okay, darling?
Okay, darling.
Yeah. Sean's just downloaded Claire off reception's face to go through a speed camera. He's joking.
Joking.
Also, we've got someone that's just put the... both yours and Claire's face mask into their car. They're off to the supermarket now and they're just going to go around the aisles wearing the Claire from reception mask.
<That's> amazing. I really want to see photos of people wearing these masks.
So do I.
And you can go to the Radio 1 homepage right now.
Yeah, click on the links, not the little pictures. Click on the links where it'll tell you. It'll just tell you. Just read it. Read it.
Read it.
Just read it. Also, Ellie is revising this afternoon and Hannah is loving the vaccines. Eating a banana while revising in Derby. I'm so glad you're doing that behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat them in public.
Why?
I just feel like I'm being judged. Do you know what I mean?
When you eat a banana?
Yes, I can't do it in public. I can't.
Okay.
So glad that when I say things on the radio willy-nilly, people step up and agree. Because sometimes I just think it's my slightly just weird mind thinking these things, but it's not. And you lot reassure me. And this has been happening for a few years now on a daily basis. And it makes me feel less like I'm going mad.
You're talking about the banana thing, right?
Yeah. Stephen in London. Totally agree. In public. He says, I've said this loads in the past. There's a point just before the bite is taken into the banana where there's vulnerability for judgment.
Oh, come on.
Sarah Bryant. Totally with you on banana eating in public. Exactly the same. I mean, can I do like a twirl chocolate bar? One of those?
Yeah, I don't understand. I honestly don't understand your paranoia here.
I'd find that hard. A flake, obviously, is very difficult for me.
What about a foot long?
A foot long. The sandwich?
Yeah.
Not a problem at all.
Right.
It's just, like if it was a Kit Kat finger, no. If it's a chunky, absolutely fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is why I like to do these things on air, because I get really good advice on how to make my life better.
Yeah.
Just simply break off the tip. And you are not judged. That's what they're saying.
I don't think I've ever done that.
No, you can just break it into pieces and then no one will ever judge
you. As you're walking around.
Yeah. Someone says, where do you stand on licking a yogurt lid in public? Absolutely not.
No.
No, never, ever, ever.
It's interesting discussion this, because I do find it awkward. You know when it's really hot outside and you have those nice long ice lollies?
Yes.
The ones that you've got to sort of massage out of there.
Yes. And also it's the first lick for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
just uncomfortable, not in public. In the comfort of my own home, absolutely fine. Behind closed doors, it's fine.
Wow.
We're back on tomorrow, live between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1, or you can get this podcast and listen to the best bits. Tomorrow at 1:45, more innuendo bingo. Scott.